This is how Groveton Selectman Jim Tierney talks about the proposal.
This is probably the best chance the town has got to get something going.
When he says get something going, he's talking about finding businesses to locate on the site of a paper mill that closed in 2007. The key to that happening is the approval of two warrant articles. One would authorize a bond for up to $400,000. It's necessary for the town to seek about $600,000 in additional federal funds. That money would go for water and sewage at the former mill site. The other warrant article would allow the select board to grant a tax exemption for an industrial business. Tierney says he doesn't want to make promises about new businesses without seeing signed contracts.
There's no guarantee at this point that anything's coming to town. That's the risk.
But the owner of furniture company Oak & Cedar says he's interested. Owner Michael Russo says the company has 7 employees, including a few family members, but he contends that could grow to close to 50. Millsite manager Mike Sterling says it probably isn't realistic for him to try and find a company offering 500 jobs. He argues a better strategy is finding a lot of small businesses with the potential to grow and hire more workers. Groveton Selectman Michael Phillips says he supports the warrant article for the bond, and he predicts a lively meeting as voters grapple with the issue of spending public money on a private business in the hope of a badly needed economic boost. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.